Lord Jesus, here we are. We've come together to meet you.
哦，主耶稣，我们在这里，我们来聚在一起，来遇见你。
We quiet our hearts in your presence.
我们在你的同在里安静我们的心。
We ask that you visit each one of us.
我们恳求你来造访我们每一位。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听到你的声音。
We want to turn our eyes upon you.
我们要把我们的眼目转向你。
You are our hiding place.
你是我们的藏身之处。
We draw near to you that we may live in your presence.
我们要来亲近你，好让我们活在你的同在里。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们的身上。
I pray you'll visit each one that's gathered here in your name.
我们恳求你来造访聚集在这里的每一位。
I don't want to be the same after RE school.
在我们上了网校以后，我们不愿意再像从前一样了。
We're so thankful that you have loved us with an everlasting love.
我们何等的感恩，你是以永远的爱爱上了我们。
Because you are love itself.
你是这样的爱我们。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你把你的圣灵倾倒在我们中间。
We are drawn near to you today.
今天我们要来亲近你。
We ask it for your glory in your precious name. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀，奉你宝贵的名求。Amen.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you.
早安，跟你们在一起真好。
We are falling more in love with Jesus all the time.
我们要更多的爱上耶稣。
He is love.
他就是爱。
Sister Emma is here to sing for us this morning a song that was written by Fanny Crosby.
Emma 姐妹今天要给我们唱一首芬妮·克罗斯比所写的诗歌。
We wonder how she could be so full of joy and love when she was blind.
她是虽然她的眼睛是瞎的，但是她是这样的满了喜乐。
Her eyes were open to see Jesus all the time.
她里面的眼睛一直在打开，一直看见耶稣。
She knew what it was to hide in Jesus.
她了解什么是藏身在耶稣里面。
Dear Emma, sing for us.
请雅琳为我们唱这首诗歌。
Amen, 赞美主，赞美主。我们一起来唱，他隐藏我魂。他是我们奇妙的救主耶稣。哦，我们要来倚靠他，哈利路亚。他赐那救恩的喜乐给我们，他赐我们力量。哦，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。让我们用心来唱这一首歌，来对我们的主唱，哈利路亚。最最奇妙的救主是耶稣我主，最奇妙的救主属我，他隐藏我魂在他磐石之中，有喜乐如永流之水。 在他磐石之中，作者应于干渴之地，他隐藏万民，在他爱之深情，不受在我身影相逼，俯首在我身影相逼，最轻柔的救主是耶稣我主。他除去我心里重担，他扶持着我，我进站立的稳，他赐力量给我心上，他隐藏我魂，在他磐石之中，作者应于干渴之地，他隐藏我命，在他爱之深情，俯首在我身以相逼，俯首在我身以相逼，无限量的福气，他时刻赐下，充满着他天堂之乐，我大大的歌唱归荣耀的神，是这样的救主给我，他藏我魂，在他磐石之中，作者应于干渴之地，他隐藏我命，在他爱之深情，俯首在我身影相逼，俯首在我身影相逼，不就当我披上了光明之衣，与耶稣会面于天空，他完全的救恩，他奇妙的爱，比高高于万神同颂，他已藏我魂，在他磐石之中，作者应于干渴之地，他隐藏我魂，在他爱之深情，俯首在我身影相逼，俯首 我声音相比。阿门，哈利路亚。哦，赞美主，耶稣，赞美你，你是我们最奇妙的救主，你是奇妙的救主。哦，主啊，赞美你，赞美你，哦，赞美你，你把我们隐藏在你的磐石之中，哦，在你的爱里面，你又用你的圣手来保护我们。哦，谢谢主，你是我们的力量。哦哦，我要来依靠你，你是我们的诗歌，又成了我们的拯救。哦，我要赞美你，我要赞美你，哈利路亚。主啊，你把我们隐藏在你的里面，哦，赐给我们，不断的赐给我们那救恩的喜乐，不断的赐给我们力量往前走。主啊，也赐给我们你那永远不变的爱。谢谢主，主啊，谢谢你，你做我们在干渴之地的遮应。主啊，谢谢你，我要不断的来赞美你，归荣耀给你。谢谢主，我们爱你，奉你宝贵的名祷告，阿们。
阿们。
阿们。
Wonderful hiding place.
奇妙的藏身之处。
Verse last week was from Psalm 91. He has called us to dwell in that hiding place.
上个礼拜我们学习了诗篇九十一篇，他呼召我们藏身于那隐秘处。
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Have you ever tried to follow someone's shadow?
你有没有曾经跟随过一个人的影子呢？
When you're following somebody's shadow, you have to walk very close to them.
当你跟着一个人的影子走的时候，你必须紧紧地跟着这个人。
It's a beautiful picture of how God has a shadow and we can live in that shadow.
这是一幅美丽的图画，我们的神，他有一个阴影，我们可以藏身在他的荫庇之下。
We saw in the scripture how David dwelt under that shadow of the Almighty.
我们在圣经里看见大卫是怎样藏身在全能者的荫下。
We hear him talking about it when he's in great danger.
我们听到当他在身处在危险之中的时候。
When he had enemies that were trying to defeat him,
当仇敌来攻击他的时候,
he had that refuge of the Most High.
他有至高者的避难所可以藏身。
We have another Psalm of David, Psalm 31.
我们还有另外一首诗篇,大卫的诗篇31篇。
In you, O Lord, I put my trust.
耶和华呀，我要投靠你。
Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness.
求你使我永不羞愧，凭你的公义搭救我。
Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily.
求你侧耳而听，快快救我。
Be my rock of refuge.
做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的保障。
A fortress of defense to save me.
做我的保障来拯救我。
Here again we hear David talking about the Lord is his rock, he's his fortress.
再一次我们听到大卫谈到神是他的磐石，神是他的保障。
In verse 19 of that chapter,
在31篇的第19节。
Oh, how great is your goodness which you've laid up for those who fear you.
敬畏你、投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的，在世人面前所施行的恩惠是何等大呢？
But you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men.
就是你为那些投靠你的人所积存的，在世人面前施行恩惠。
In verse 20, once again, he says, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence.
21节，他又一次提到，耶和华要把他们藏在坚固城里。
In the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues.
20节，你必把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处。免得遇见人的计谋，你必暗暗地保守他们在亭子里免受口舌的争闹。
It's amazing how many times David was running into that hiding place.
何等的奇妙，大卫多次地跑向那藏身之处。
He says, and you will hide them in the secret place of your presence.
他说你要把他们藏在你面前的隐秘处。
And the Lord wants to hide us there too.
神也渴望把我们藏在那里。
Whenever there comes an attack against us from the enemy, he calls us to hide in him.
无论任何时候仇敌要来攻击我们，他呼召我们就藏身在他的里面。
Where is this secret place?
但是这隐秘处在什么地方呢？
If we turn to Matthew chapter 6, we learn about it.
如果我们翻到马太福音第六章，我们就会看到。
Hallelujah. Verse 6, but you, when you pray,Go into your room when you have shut your door, pray to your father who's in a secret place.
马太福音六章六节，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。
Your father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And verse 17 and 18.
还有17节和18节。
But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face.
你进食的时候要梳头洗脸。
So that you do not appear to men to be fasting.
不叫人看出你进食来。
But to your father who is in the secret place, your father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必在明处报答你。
God lives in that secret place.
让我们藏身在这隐秘处。
In verse 4, if we go back to that, even when you do a charitable deed, it should be in secret.
就是你在施舍的时候也要行在暗中。
Your father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
因为你父在暗中查看，必在明处报答你。
So again and again in this chapter, we read where God lives. He's in a secret place.
所以在这一章一再地提到神居住在什么地方，他居住在暗处，在隐秘处。
He sees in secret.
他在暗中看见我们。
We can't hide from him. He sees us at all times.
我们不能从他的面前隐藏，他一直都看见我们。
But he wants us to come into that secret place of our closet.
但是他要我们常常来到我们的内室，来到这隐秘处。
Go in your room and shut your door.
要进你的内屋，关上门。
Your Father who is in the secret place, that's verse 6.
祷告你在暗中的父，这是在第六节。
He'll reward you openly.
他必在明处报答你。
So Jesus tells us exactly where to hide.
所以主耶稣就明明地告诉我们在什么地方藏身。
God desires a private conversation with you.
神渴望跟你有一个私密的交谈。
We have such wonderful times when the coordinators gather and we pray together.
当我们的同工们聚集在一起祷告的时候，我们有这样美好的时光。
Because the Lord has told us where two or three gather in His name, there He is in the midst.
因为主耶稣应许我们，无论在哪里，有两三个人聚集在一起，他就在那里与我们同在。
But that can't take the place of getting alone with Him.
但那不能够代替我们单独与他同在的时间。
He does a work in secret within us.
他在暗中，在隐秘处，在我们里面工作。
And He desires a private conversation with you.
他渴望跟你有私下的秘密的交谈。
He calls us to an intimate love affair.
他呼召我们跟他进入一个亲密的恋情。
And you know, I was supposed to announce to you that we're still waiting for some of you to register to go to Pilgrim Camp.
实际上，我今天本来要给你们有一个报告，我们仍然在等候着大家来报名参加六月份纽约的营会。
Oh, when we gather together at Pilgrim Camp, we receive a glorious presence of the Lord.
当我们在纽约营地聚集在一起的时候，我们就领受神这样荣耀的同在。
So the coordinators asked me to remind you to fill out your registration form that you can come too.
所以我们的同工们，请大家尽快的来注册，也可以来参加这次的特会。
We are so happy to let you know that all five teachers will be gathered together at camp.
我们非常欢喜地告诉你们，五位老师都会聚集在营地。
We got good news from Pastor Lai that she and Elder Lee will be with us.
我们从赖牧师里那里得到好消息，他跟李长老都会来纽约参加特会。
And I remember a few months ago, Pastor Lai had this word from the Song of Solomon.
我记得几个月以前，赖牧师从雅歌这本书里得到神的话语。
The Lord said to her, she cried to the Lord, draw me, I will run after you.
他向神呼喊，求你吸引我，我就快跑地跟随你。
I could see her running over the mountains and over the ocean to come to Pilgrim Camp.
我好像可以看见他穿山越岭而来，来到美国纽约的营地。
And that's the word she had in her soul. Draw me, I'll run after you.
那就是他的心灵所在之地，他求神吸引他，他就快跑地跟随他。
You've no doubt read it in Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
我相信你们都读了雅歌书的第一章。
But in our lesson today, I looked over to chapter 2 of the Song of Solomon.
但是在今天的课上，我看了雅歌书的第二章。
Verse 4.
雅歌的第二章第四节。
He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love.
他带我进入筵宴所，以爱为旗，在我以上。
There's a love affair going on.
这里有一个恋爱的故事。
Verse 14, I wanted you to take a special look at that.
我想请大家特别的看一下二章十四节。
Oh my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff.
我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中，在陡岩的隐秘处。
Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice.
求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音。
For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
That's our beloved Lord saying that. He wants to see your face.
那就是我们所爱的良人对我们所说的话，他渴望看见你的面貌。
He wants to hear your voice.
他渴望听见你的声音。
It's hard to believe for me because I used to be able to sing, but my voice is very crappy now.
对我来说这很难相信，因为我以前唱歌的声音很好，可是现在我的声音有一些沙哑。
Jesus says to him, our voice is sweet and our face is lovely.
但主耶稣告诉我们，我们的声音对他来说是柔和的，我们的面貌在他看来是秀美的。
He said, I want to bring you to the secret places of the cliff.
他说，我要把你带进这磐石穴中。
I want to hide you in the cleft of the rock.
他说，我要把你隐藏在陡岩的隐秘处。
So last week, as we studied about the Lord hiding us in that secret place, because people were all against us.
上个礼拜我们学习到，当人们反对我们、攻击我们的时候，我们要藏身在神的隐秘处。
But this week, let's concentrate on the fact that Jesus wants to hide us in His love.
但这个礼拜，让我们聚焦在这样一件事：神主耶稣渴望把我们藏在他的爱里。
He brings us to that secret place where we can hide in Him.
他把我们带进这隐秘处，好让我们藏在他的里面。
Many people have never found how wonderful it is to be alone with Jesus in His presence.
很多人还没有发现这件事是多么的美好，就是单独在跟耶稣在一起，藏在他的里面。
That's why the theme of our ministry is to get alone in His presence.
所以我们施工的一个主题就是单独与耶稣同在。
There is a hiding place for each one of us.
对我们每一个人来说，都有一个隐秘处为我们存留。
The Lord Jesus offers to be our hiding place.
主耶稣为我们提供了他自己作为我们的藏身之处。
Not only when people may be in a rage against us, but just times when He wants to pour in His love.
不但是在人们反对我们的时候，而且是耶稣要自己把他的爱倾倒在我们的里面。
He has an intimate love affair with us.
他想要跟我们有一段亲密的恋情。
He has told us, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
他告诉我们，我是以永远的爱爱你们。
And His Spirit draws us to come away.
他的灵吸引我们起来与他同去。
It's a personal call.
这是他对我们个人的呼召。
We want to hear and answer and tell Him, draw us. We're going to run after you.
我们渴望听见他的声音，向他祷告，吸引我，我就快跑地跟随你。
I was reminded, preparing your lesson, a word that was given by the word of wisdom and a Holy Spirit.
当我预备这节课的时候，我想起圣灵借着智慧言语的恩赐给罗炳森师母的一段话。
Some of you have read it. Maybe you've memorized it. It was given to Martha Wing Robinson.
这是神赐给罗炳森师母的一段话，你们中有些人可能已经背下来了。
I'd like to read it to you. The title is Inwardness.
我想要给你们读一下，它的标题是内在生活。
That's where we find Jesus. We look without for what is within us.
它这就是在里面我们可以找到耶稣的地方，我们就是注视我们的里面。
That was a quotation from Madame Guyon.
这是盖恩夫人所说过的一句话。
She said, if many people look on the outside for what is on the inside,
她说很多人在外面寻找他在里面的神。
She was cast into prison because of her ideas of the inward life.
因为她所领受的内在生活，她被人下在监里。
But she found that Jesus was right there with her.
但是她发现耶稣就在那里与她同在。
He shone a bright light within her.
耶稣在她里面照耀着荣耀的大光。
And Martha Robinson used to read some of her writings too, like you have done.
你们也读过罗炳森师母的一些著作。
And this is the word of wisdom that was given to her.
这是一段智慧的言语，圣灵赐给她的。
When Jesus first set souls to love him, he wants them to see him all the time.
当耶稣吸引灵魂来爱他时，他盼望他们一直每时刻注视他。
Every moment they're to see him.
每时刻注视他，看见他。
If they're very much in earnest, they live that way moment by moment.
如果他们殷勤追求，这种每时每刻的注视就成为他们生活的方式。
In the beginning of such experience, most of the time they pray.
在起初的经历里，他们用很多的时间来祷告。
Where they praise or wait on God.
他们赞美神，等候神。
They commune with him, and often, if at work, they see Jesus in the soul.
他们在灵里与神交通。常常在服事的时候看见里面的耶稣。
If they grow in this experience and become souls of God's use for his use.
当他们在这方面的经历有长进，成了神所使用的器皿时。
They begin to seek more for him.
他们就更多的寻求他。
And he comes more to them.
神也更多地向他们显现。
For he does to all who seek him from the heart.
因为他留意向那些诚心寻求他的人显现。
Also, he begins to draw their thoughts all the time, every moment to himself.
同时，他也开始吸引他们的心思。每时每刻专注在他身上。
He causes them to find him within.
他使他们在里面寻见他。
That's the secret place.
这就是那隐秘处。
And that's the beginning of the inward life.
这就是内在生活的起点。
As soon as this change takes place, he then teaches.
一旦他们有了这些改变，神就开始教导他们。
If he can make them to get it, either by teachers or by their own light,
神就借着一些教师或灵里的亮光教导他们，使他们能够领会。
how to practice the presence of God.
怎样操练与神同在?
That is to keep the mind stayed on Jesus.
就是将心思定住在耶稣的身上。
Each wandering thought or act or word or feeling.
每一个游荡的心思、动作、言语或感觉。
To call it back by their will into the love of God.
都要借着器皿的意志把它召回到神的爱中。
Often the mind lingers over subjects that not of God.
我们的心思往往逗留在一件事物上，而不是神自己。
Turn the mind back to God.
这是要把心思转向神。
Words come that are not appointed by Him.
有一些话不是出于神的。
Such words at once, as soon as remembered.
要立刻停止或改过来。
Look within and tell Jesus He rules.
要回到里面告诉耶稣你要让他来掌管。
But you will act, think, and speak as He would.
你立志照他所喜悦的去行动、思想、说话。
And he will look after you to be like that.
这样他必看顾你，使你能这样行。
Also, you need to watch and pray to be in God.
同时你也需要警醒祷告，以住在神的里面。
To wait in God.
并在他里面等候。
To so live for a time makes the inward change to abide.
这样生活了一段时间以后，会有一种内在的转变。
And anyone who will humbly live this way.
深深地置坐在一个愿意谦卑地过这种生活的人里面。
But if you keep to this lowliness, rest and faith to be all the time in God.
如果你保持这种谦卑、安息和信心，一直持续在神里面。
And the voluntary act of dwelling in God, seeing God, thinking of God, and keeping in is done altogether by the Holy Ghost.
圣灵就要主动地运行。使你自然而然地居住在神里面，看见神，思念神，并一直藏在里面。
That is the true inwardness called for in every Christian.
这就是每位基督徒所蒙的召，过一种真实的内在生活。
And that's the end of the quotation.
这是这段话的结束。
Isn't it wonderful that this is available for every one of us?
这不是很美好吗？这是对我们每一个人都可以实行的。
We can come to learn to live in His presence all the time.
我们可以学习一直地住在他的同在里。
Sometimes it is a step of faith to believe.
是的，有的时候需要跨出信心的脚步来相信。
We begin our day and we focus on Jesus.
我们一天的开始就专注于耶稣。
But maybe something comes up that troubles us.
但也许有一些事情发生来搅扰我们。
Or someone says something that hurts our feelings.
或者有人说了一些话伤害了我们的感情。
We get disturbed.
我们就被搅扰。
That's the time to turn within and say, Jesus, you rule.
在那样的时刻就是要回到里面对耶稣说，耶稣你来掌权。
I want to run to you. I want to hide in you.
我要奔向到你这里，我要在你里面藏身。
This is the most important part of our walk with Christ.
这是我们与耶稣同行最重要的层面。
He wants us to stay connected to him.
他要我们一直的保持与他连结。
That's what we read in John's Gospel, that the abiding life.
这就是我们在约翰福音里所读到的住在主里面的生活。
As we keep our minds stayed on him.
让我们保持我们的心思意念一直的专注于他。
We watch our words because he's listening.
我们要小心我们的话语，因为他一直都在听我们。
If we stay connected to him, that river of life within us will flow out to others.
如果我们一直保持与他连结，我们里面生命的活水就能够流向别人。
As we are hidden out of sight, Christ becomes glorified within us.
当我们隐藏消失不见，我们里面的基督就得到荣耀。
Colossians 3:3 tells us, For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
哥罗西书三章三节告诉我们，你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
If we learn to walk with Jesus all day long,
如果我们学习一整天都与耶稣同行，
Even if you're busy at work, you can be turning within and telling, Oh, Jesus, I love you.
即使你在忙碌的工作中，你也可以转向耶稣，对他说，哦，耶稣，我爱你。
The hiding place is right inside of you.
这藏身之处就在你的里面。
It's where Jesus lives.
耶稣就住在那里。
He knows everything that's going on.
他知道所发生的一切。
It's so amazing. That's true of every one of us.
这是何等的美好，这对我们每一个人都是真实的。
He sees you 24/7.
他一天24小时，一个礼拜七天，他实时的看见你。
We may get to see you once a year.
也许我们一年才能见你一次面。
But he knows everything that concerns you.
但是他了解关乎你的一切事。
And he wants to hide you in his presence.
而且他渴望把你藏在他同在的隐秘处。
There's an obstacle, it's our own self-life.
有一个拦阻，就是我们的己生命。
As soon as we see ourselves, we get discouraged.
我们一旦看见了我们自己，我们就会灰心。
And the enemy comes to make us feel hopeless.
仇敌就要来使我们感觉到无助无望。
That's when we need to especially run to Jesus.
在那样的时刻，我们特别的需要奔向耶稣。
And we just tell him, Oh Lord, I'll always be like this unless you change me.
我们就要告诉他，哦，主啊，除非你来改变我，我就一直是这样的。
My husband testified in a meeting at church this week that his prayer is every morning that he will give him a clean heart.
这个礼拜我的先生在教会做见证说，他每天早晨的祷告就是求神为我造清洁的心。
He's taken David's prayer, Psalm 51, created me a clean heart.
他以大卫的诗篇51篇来祷告，求你为我造清洁的心。
Renew within me a right spirit.
在我里面重新有正直的灵。
Yes, the Lord allow, we can borrow David's prayer.
是的，我们也可以用大卫的祷告来祷告。
And ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts.
我们求神来洁净我们的心。
Cleanse our thought life.
洁净我们的心思意念。
Cleanse our words.
洁净我们的话语。
That we want to be clean vessels in your hand.
好让我们成为你手中清洁的器皿。
And the word tells us you died, as he wants us to die daily to our self-life.
他的话告诉我们，我们已经死了。是的，他要我们每一天都像祭司。
He wants our very life to be hidden with Christ in God.
他要我们的生命就与基督一同藏在神里面。
This takes place as we look only unto Jesus.
这是当我们单单注视耶稣的时候才能发生的。
Throughout the day, remember him.
一整天都来纪念他。
Abide in the secret of his presence.
住在他同在的隐秘处。
The enemy of our soul tries to distract us and draw us without.
我们灵魂的仇敌要使我们分心，吸引我们到外面去。
But God's Holy Spirit within us tells us, run to Jesus.
但我们里面神的圣灵吩咐我们要回到耶稣里面。
Just run to Jesus.
就是奔向耶稣。
We do that by turning within.
我们借着转回到里面这样做。
And allow him to fight our battles for us.
我们许可他为我们征战。
That's what happened when we say, Oh Jesus, you rule.
这就是当我们说，哦，耶稣你来掌权，那样的时候所发生的。
Jesus, you reign in this situation.
耶稣你在这个环境里掌权。
Oh, how our Lord longs to hide us in the secret place of his presence each day.
哦，我们的主何等的渴望每天把我们藏在他同在的隐秘处。
Take time alone with him. Read his word as if spoken just to you.
花时间单独跟他在一起，读他的话语，就好像这些话是单单对你说的。
Pray quietly in his presence, then his peace will guard your heart.
安静地等候在他的面前，他的平安就要保守你的心怀意念。
All the attacks of the enemy will fail.
所有仇敌的攻击都要失败了。
The devil is a defeated foe.
魔鬼是一个已经被击败的敌人。
Let our mouth be full of praise to Jesus.
让我们的口里满了赞美耶稣的话。
He won the battle for us by his blood on Calvary.
他已经借着加略山的宝血为我们赢得了征战。
He desires to make us more than conquerors in the daily life.
他渴望让我们的日常生活中得胜有余。
But that can't happen unless we stay connected to him.
但除非我们连接于他，这件事不会发生。
Yes, I'm sure most all of you get alone with Jesus and enjoy his presence.
我相信你们大多数人都会操练单独与耶稣同在，安静等候神。
It's the first step in the Christian life is to make time alone with him.
在我们基督徒的生活中的第一步就是单独与他同在。
But we don't walk out of our secret place. We take him with us everywhere we go.
但我们不能够走出我们与他同在的隐秘处。当我们出来的时候，我们要带着他的同在跟我们同去。
Throughout the day, reminding you belong to him.
一整天都要提醒自己，你是属于他的。
Even if you're just at the stove cooking dinner, let your heart be taken up with him.
即使在当你在厨房做饭的时候，你的心里也要被他来占据。
As we yield to him, he warms our heart with his presence.
当我们降服让位给他，他就以他的同在温暖我们的心。
And he wins our victory every time.
他每一次都为我们赢得得胜。
As the days draw near the coming of the Lord, we must seek to abide in the hiding place.
当主再来的日子越来越临近的时候，我们必须寻求住在他同在的隐秘处。
It's the hiding place within us where his presence dwells.
这就是在我们里面那个隐秘处，他的同在就设立在那里。
And then when he calls us, we'll be ready to go with him.
然后当他呼唤我们名字的时候，我们就预备好了与他同去。
It's a great privilege to find the hiding place.
能够找到这藏身处，这是一个极大的特权。
He desires to reveal himself to us individually.
他渴望向我们每一个个人显现他自己。
The message that JMI gives you is not just a lump sum for the teachers.
JMI 施工所给你们的信息，这样爱的诗歌不单单是为着老师们的。
It's for each one of us individually.
这是为着我们每一个个人的。
As we go into the closet and shut the door, seek him in secret.
当我们进入内室，关上门，在隐秘处寻求他的面。
He's promised he would reward us openly.
他就应许我们，他要在明处报答我们。
And because we are in the closing days of time, we must be aware that he is making us ready to be in his bride.
在这末世的时候，我们必须要意识到，他正在预备我们进入他新妇的行列。
And the more we draw close to him, the more the battle rages.
当我们越来越靠近他，征战就越来越激烈。
The enemy doesn't pay any attention that are living a life just as they please. He's against those who want just Jesus.
对于那些随心所欲生活的人，魔鬼并不感兴趣，魔鬼反对的是那些竭力追求耶稣的人。
And from the beginning, Jesus gave us the plan that would save us.
从一开始，主耶稣就把他拯救我们的计划告诉我们了。
And the disciples found it when they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当门徒们被圣灵充满以后，他们发现了这秘密。
And they would say, "It's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me."
他们会说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Can Christians say that today? It's Christ that lives in me.
今天的基督徒能够这样说吗？是基督活在我的里面。
Those that walked with Jesus after the resurrection on the road to Emmaus said, "Our hearts burned within us."
那两个在耶稣复活以后，再往以马忤斯去的门徒说，我心里面火热。
They didn't see him outwardly, they felt him inwardly.
他们没有在外面看见耶稣，但是他们在里面感受到耶稣。
And when he came into their home and broke the bread, he disappeared.
当他进到他们家里跟他们擘饼以后，他就消失了。
But they found out he was still very much alive within them.
但是门徒们发现他仍然活在他们的里面。
Oh, this is a blessing for each one of us.
这是对我们每一个人的祝福。
It's not just for our teachers or our coordinators or our leaders.
这些信息不单单是为着我们的老师们、同工们和领袖们。
There was a brother Lawrence working in a monastery in a Catholic setting.
劳伦斯弟兄在天主教的一个修道院工作的时候。
He called himself very clumsy at what he was doing.
他知道他做事情是很笨拙的。
But there was a time when the Pope called him and said, How do you have such peace?
但有一次教皇问他，你里面怎么样拥有这样大的平安呢？
And he wrote a little book called The Practice, The Reminder of the Presence of Jesus.
他写了一本小书，就是操练与神同在，常常的纪念耶稣在你里面。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
Jesus told us in John's Gospel, chapter 15 and 16, the Holy Spirit will remind you of things I have said to you.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章十六章告诉我们，圣灵会叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Well, today I want you to grasp what the Lord is saying to us, that He is our hiding place.
今天我盼望你能够领受神对我们所说的话，在他里面为我们预备了一个藏身之处。
Not just in those times of struggle like David had with enemies talking against him.
不单是当大卫遭受到仇敌攻击的时候有这样一个藏身处。
He wants to be our hiding place all day long.
他渴望成为我们一整天的藏身之处。
As we recognize our great need of Him.
当我们认识到我们何等的需要他。
Some of us have physical needs.
我们有些人有身体的需要。
Some of us have too much work to do and are busy.
我们有些人有很多的工作要做，很忙碌。
It doesn't matter what situation you are in, Jesus is within you.
无论你身处在什么样的状况里，耶稣都在你的里面。
Yes, we have wonderful times tarrying in His presence.
是的，我们有那样美好的时间，安静等候在他的面前。
He said, I want to be within you all day long.
他说，我渴望一整天活在你的里面。
I want to hide you in my love.
我渴望把你藏在我的爱里。
How beautiful is the Song of Solomon.
雅歌是多么的美丽。
I know several of our teachers have fallen in love with Jesus by reading Song of Solomon.
我知道我们几位老师都借着读所罗门的歌雅歌而爱上耶稣。
And here he is speaking to us. He calls us his dove.
这里他在对我们说话，他称我们为他的鸽子。
You're in the very cleft of the rock.
我的鸽子啊，你在磐石穴中。
You're in the secret place of the cliff.
你在陡岩的隐秘处。
And he's saying to each of us, let me see your face.
他在对我们每一个人说话，哦，让我看见你的面貌。
Let me hear your voice.
让我听见你的声音。
But he says our voice is sweet.
他对我们说我们的声音是甜美的。
And your face is lovely.
我们的面貌是秀美的。
Oh, what a wonderful loving Lord.
哦，这是多么美好的救主。
He is love itself.
他自己就是爱。
He doesn't want us to be distracted by things.
他不愿意让我们被事物分心。
He doesn't want us to be distracted by how we look or what we are.
他不愿意让我们被自己的面貌、自己的琐事所分心。
He just wants us to look at him.
他要我们单单地注视他。
There's a beautiful song called In Emmanuel's Land.
有一首美丽的诗歌叫玉露沙蚕。
There's one verse I like especially. The bride eyes not her garment.
我特别 喜爱一节歌词，他说心腹不看他衣裳。
One minister used to say, don't look at yourself, whether you're good or whether you're bad or whether you're indifferent.
有一个牧者教导我们，不要看你自己是好是坏，或者你的心很冷淡。
Look at Jesus.
要来仰望耶稣。
And that's what this song says. The bride doesn't look at her garment. She looks at his face.
所以这首诗歌说，心腹不看他的衣裳，只看所爱新郎。
She won't look at glory.
他也不看自己的荣耀。
But she look at the King of Grace.
而是看所爱新郎的面容。
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
啊，谢谢你，耶稣。
She doesn't look at the crown he gives.
她也不看神所赐的冠冕。
But she looks at his nail-scarred hands.
而是注视他手的创伤。
The lamb is all glory in Emmanuel's land.
羔羊的荣耀要充满以马内利之境。
Oh, Jesus, help us. To look away from ourselves.
哦，主耶稣帮助我们不看自己。
Help us to realize we'll never be any different unless you change us.
帮助我们意识到，除非你改变我们，我们永远都是一样的。
We'll always be fretting and fussing.
我们就一直动荡不安。
We'll always be distracted.
我们一直被搅扰。
From the one thing that's needful.
但只有一件事是不可少的。
You said Mary chose a better part.
你说玛利亚选择了那上好的福分。
She just kept looking at you.
她就是单单地注视你。
And pouring out her love to you.
把她的爱倾倒在你的面前。
And that's the way she was changed.
那就是她怎样得到改变的。
That's the way we'll be changed by hiding in you.
这也是我们怎样可以得改变，就是借着藏在你里面。
By beholding you, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory.
借着注视你，我们就能改变成你的形状，荣上加荣。
We're so thankful that you are offering us a sight of yourself.
哦，我们何等的感恩，你让我们得以看见你自己。
Keep drawing us, keep drawing us.
求你继续的吸引我们，吸引我们。
No matter if we're beginners or we're old timers, keep us, draw us after you.
无论我们是初学者还是已经很有经验的，主啊，求你继续不断的吸引我们来跟随你。
Give us a clear sight of yourself.
让我们清楚地看见你自己。
That the things of this earth will grow dim.
好让世上的一切都变为暗淡。
In the light and the glory of your face.
在荣耀救主的大光中。
We turn our eyes on you today.
今天我们把我们的眼目转向你。
We want to look and live.
我们渴望瞻仰你，住在你里面。
In the beauty of your presence.
住在你同在的美丽的光中。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们中间。
Give us a greater hunger to be with you.
赐给我们更大的饥渴与你同在。
Help us to find the hiding place.
帮助我们找到那个隐秘处。
Where we're careful of our words.
我们就要小心我们的话语。
We're careful of our thoughts.
小心我们的心思意念。
And we just run to you.
我们就是奔向你。
Oh, Jesus, hide us.
哦，主耶稣，你来隐藏我们。
Keep on drawing us.
继续不断地吸引我们。
That you may manifest yourself to us.
好，让你把你自己显现给我们。
Manifest yourself in us.
在我们的里面显现你自己。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名恳求。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us wait in his presence.
Hallelujah, 让我们在他的同在里等候。
Let our prayer be, draw me, I will run after you.
让我们这样的祷告，求你吸引我，我就快跑地跟随你。
We have several teachers here this morning. Take your liberty and pray for us.
我们今天这里有几位老师在线上，请大家自由地为我们祷告。
哈利路亚，主耶稣，赞美你为今晚的信息，感谢你，赞美你，主啊，你来的日子近了，我们都可以听见你的脚步越来越近了，主啊，谢谢你，借这个信息告诉我们，你都为我们预备一个隐秘处，是一个在暗中的隐秘处，主啊，哈利路亚，我们要更多的住在你的亭子里，在你的隐秘处，听你的声音。当主来的时候，我们已经预备好了，就要与他同去，这是何等能喜乐，何等荣耀的信息，主啊，我们渴慕，我们渴慕，愿你吸引我们，我们就往里面去，求圣灵也常常呼唤我们，苏拉密里，你回来，你回来，我们需要你不断的召唤，祷告奉主的名求，阿们。
哎，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。哦，赞美主，赞美主，主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你。主，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢你。谢谢主，再一次，再一次的把我们吸引到你的隐秘处。 主啊，今天的话语一直的把我们吸引进入到你的隐秘处，进入到你的所在，进入到与你面对面。主啊，这是你的心，你要我们一致的藏在你的里面，你成为我们的避难所，成为我们住的地方，成为我们的隐秘处。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们随时随地随在，我们都可以这样的住在你的里面，这样的藏在你的里面。我们感谢今天的话语，主啊，你的话语带领我们，你的话语一而再再而三的一直的提醒我们，提醒我们要一直的一直的住在你的里面。主啊，谢谢你，主啊，不是你没有跟我们同在，而是我们没有住在你的里面。主啊，我们需要住在你的里面，我们需要来更多的藏在你的隐秘处，在你的隐秘处，我们就会有平安，我们就会受保护，我们就会不怕。我们要在你的隐秘处等候你。主啊，当你呼唤的时候，当你号角声一响的时候，主啊，当你叫我们的时候，我们立刻就跟随你。主啊，我们需要这样紧紧的藏在你的里面。主啊，这个时候为着我们线上的每一位家人，主啊，开我们的灵眼，将我们看见，将我们今天晚上也听见，我们也回应，将我们一直的回转回转，仰望我们的耶稣，仰望那为我们创始成终的耶稣，我们的眼目只有耶稣，就像玛利亚那样。哦，我们要单单的仰望你，无论发生什么事，无论外在有多么的吸引我们，我们都不要被吸引，我们要一致的回到你的里面，回到你的隐秘处。哦，主啊，谢谢你。哦，帮助我们线上的每一位家人们，帮我们一致的一致的操练，一致一致的转向。我们感谢，我们感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
阿们。
主啊，万物是借着你所造，凡被造的都是借着你而造的，也是为你而造。我们每一个生命也是你所造，为你所造的。所以主啊，你是我们的唯一，我们的一切。我们若失去了你，我们什么都不是了，因为你的爱那么的迫切热情，我们要让你的爱来吸引，让主你自己来吸引我们，让我们真真实实是主你来掌管，也来掌权在我们的生命里。因为主，你有一切的能力荣耀，我们人是软弱的，我们唯有更深的进入到跟主的连结，在主灵里面成为我们生命中独一无二的，来吸引让我们渴慕跟主，在主的里面得到你的爱情。主，你的隐秘处不但是挪去我们许多的这个生命中的脆弱的生命， 在隐秘处也更是看见主你那专注的爱在我们的每一个身上在做你的工作。不但领受主你的爱，我们也在你的爱中领受你的教育、教训、你的管教。谢谢主，我们的生命唯有在基督里才有一切的盼望。若我们失去了跟主的关系，我们这生命就陷入到软弱危险的里面了。主啊，你是我们的隐秘处，我们的磐石，是我们生命中唯一能够掌管 掌权，让我们因着主你的同在而得胜。谢谢主耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哎，就是我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你如此爱我们，你为我们预备一个地方，在这里我们可以看到你的容颜，可以听到你慈爱的声音，可以享受你的爱，也可以将我们的爱完全的倾倒在你的身上。这么一个美好的地方，不只是能够保护我们外在的危险，更是可以深深的吸引我们，使我们的眼目对世上任何事物都不再有兴趣，因为这里是这样的美好。我们会想再逗留，再逗留，不要离开，因为这里有爱我的主，也是我所爱的主。主啊，巴不得我们有更多的时间来关起门来，躲藏在这样的一个地方。那是我们当今还活在世上唯一能够找到的一个最安全、最温暖、最美好、充满爱的地方。那主啊，让我们每天都要尽量找机会来到这里，来到这个隐秘处，不受一切的搅扰，只有我跟你，尽量少聊天，尽量不想别的事。若是有什么真的很紧急需要祷告的，就赶快带到这里来。我的主就能够替我解决掉。
是。
哦，主耶稣，这么好的一个地方，让我们多多的来享受，多多的来享受。
是。
所以我们赞美你，我们要找都找不到，但是你却预备了，而且你喜欢我们来，我们来你是何等的高兴。哦，主耶稣，主耶稣，让我们不要错过，不错过，每天一想到这个地方就赶快来。谢谢主， 主要这是你今天给我们最美好的信息，
是
我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你，也提醒我们，无论我们目前在什么样的状况，我们刚刚操练的，或者是操练了一段时间，好像没有什么进步，没有什么动静，但是我们知道你依然在这里，你并没有离开这个地方，依然上对我们开着门。哦，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，我们就安心的每天来就对了，每天来就对了，我们就会发现自己跟你越来越亲近，越来越亲近，越来越爱你，越来越爱你，没有任何事物能够把我们拉从你的身边拉开。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
阿门，
你好。
Wonderful Jesus.
奇妙的耶稣。
Jesus is looking for lovers.
耶稣在寻找爱人。
When we fall in love with someone, it's not hard to think about them all day long.
当你爱上一个人，你就会很容易一整天都想着他。
Even though we're separated from our beloved by many miles.
其实也许我们可能跟我们所爱的人分隔了几千英里。
We're always thinking of our dearest loved one.
但我们总是挂念着我们所爱的那一位。
When I fell in love with my husband, he lived in one country, I lived in another.
当我爱上我先生的时候，他住在一个国家，我住在另外一个国家。
I still have some of the letters he wrote to me.
我现在还保留着他写给我的一些情书。
They went into my heart and I thought of him all the time.
这些话都进到我的心里，我时时地挂念着他。
Until the Lord brought us together.
直到神再次把我们带到一起。
That's the way it is with Jesus.
我们的主耶稣也是这样。
He wants to be your lover.
他渴望成为你的爱人。
More than your worker, he wants lovers.
他所要的不是工人，更加的是爱人。
And then he pours out, like he's doing this morning, he's pouring in more love for him.
然后他就像今天早晨他所做的，他就更多的把他的爱浇灌在你里面。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你耶稣，谢谢你耶稣。
We open our hearts, we receive your love.
主，我们敞开我们的心，我们领受你对我们的爱。
You told us that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你告诉我们，爱是圣灵的果子。
Even though we think of ourselves as not very loving people, we ask you to pour in your love.
虽然我们自己觉得不是很可爱的人，但是我们恳求你把你的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Anoint each student this morning. We're all students.
主，求你来膏抹每一位学员。主啊，我们每一个人都是你的学生。
Help us, Lord. Fill us with your love.
主，你来充满我们，用你的爱来充满我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
我爱你，耶稣，我爱你。Jesus is doing it. He's giving you more love for him.
主耶稣正在这样做，他在把更多的爱赐给你。
And he's giving each one of us more love for him.
他在把更多的爱，更多的爱赐给我们每个人来爱他。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
谢谢你，主。
So major.